Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on the second guest show, Mike Dottiglio along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come by, get you a square up on the board. Raiders, Cowboys tonight, and you can hear that game right here, not on the Big 870 WWL, because we got Pelicans playing tonight, but on our sister station at 105.3 FM. Bob, before we go to Big John, Stuart Mandel, for The Athletic, does a great job covering college football. He is reporting that Ole Miss has told Lane Kiffin he needs to decide by November 28th, Egg Bowl, whether he's staying at Ole Miss or taking the job either at LSU or Florida.
So well,
November 28th, yeah. That ain't that far around.
No.
You're going to have to make a choice. And his wife, ex-wife, and I think they've reconciled, she has visited both Gainesville and now today in Baton Rouge.
Yeah, and to me, where can you win a championship? Okay, this day and age is different because you look 21st century, and it all started with Nick Saban winning a championship. Look, okay, what university could brag that they've won three national championships? I should say four with Paul Dietzel, but I'm not going to count that. That was like, before I was even born. My dad was in college. Anyway. But the 21st century, they won three national championships, three different coaches. Ole Miss can't say that. So I think Lane Kiffin might look at it. If you roll in the dice, playing the percentages now, you've accomplished a lot at Ole Miss, but you can accomplish a lot more at LSU. You got to look at the big picture. So even if Ole Miss, they're in the playoff hunt, they're in the playoff pictures, anything can happen in the postseason. But realistically, do you think that Ole Miss is better than Ohio State? Whoever you might look at, what it truly takes to win a national championship. Well, yeah, Bobby, that's why they played a game on the field. But I'm just saying, LSU's been there, done that. So I still think you'd have more an opportune situation to win a national championship at LSU than to be just, oh, we're in the postseason. Because Ole Miss can be in the postseason. But would you be shocked this year if Ole Miss won the national championship? I don't care if Lane Kiffin's there or not.
I'd be surprised. I'm not saying shocked, but I'd be surprised.
If they won it.
I would be.
Where if you turn things around at LSU and you're in the hunt, you're not surprised. Because LSU, when they're rolling, we're on the level of the Georgia Bulldogs or the Ohio State Buckeyes. However, now you could say Alabama up and down. Now, Texas wants to be relevant until they can bring back the second coming of Vince Young. Vince Young's their version. Texas is
Joe Burrow or Jaden Daniels.
No, Cam Newton.
Yeah.
He's more like Cam Newton. Remember how he ran all over USC? To me, I think Vince Young at Texas. Now, Cam Newton was the MVP in the NFL. Vince Young didn't even come close to being MVP in the NFL with the Titans.
He was a washout.
So,
there.
When you look at that. I think, could not handle success, but I give a lot of props to. I said they cannot handle success, how they were getting waxed in the first half. The Aggies, Texas A&M, they were losing 30-3? And they looked terrible. Then they come back and they won.
31-30.
And I was like, whoa, that could see well, and always keep a positive note how you handle adversity. Because the Aggies don't know how to be prosperous. So I'm intrigued. You know what game I want to watch? I want to watch Texas A&M in Texas.
Bob, the way they're playing right now, I don't know if Texas can hang with them.
Well, I would love it. I don't have a love for the Aggies, but I love to whip that longhorn behind.
All right.
I'd be like whipping the cowgirls.
Pete Thamel is reporting it is official. Virginia Tech has hired James Franklin. And we talked about it to open the show. Looks as though they were getting everything straight.
Well, that makes so much sense. Franklin. You know why that makes sense? Virginia Tech right now, you know what they want to be? At least we're in the hunt. James Franklin, how did he get that Penn State job? Because all of a sudden he had success at Vanderbilt. And then he goes to Penn State. Now, he couldn't win the big game, but look all the games that they're winning. Virginia Tech just hoping they can win a bunch of games, at least we can be in the conversation.
Win that ACC title.
Yes, exactly. Mike,
then we get in.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, Coach Franklin, we win the ACC title, or, you know, we have a 9-10 wins. I mean, we're winning anything, but at least we're being mentioned. You'll never get fired at Virginia Tech.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go to our talking text line. Let's go to Big John, Mid-City. Big John, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Well, good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
Good.
All right,
good,
Big John.
Look, first of all, I wanted to tell you that I've been to Lubbock, Texas, and the joke in Lubbock, Texas is that you can stand on a can and see Canada because that is some flat country. But I tell you, the campus of Texas Tech is one of the most architecturally beautiful campuses you'll ever set foot on. The rest of the town is, you know, just what you would expect from a north central Texas town. But they do have the Buddy Holly Museum, and that's what it's got going for it. Now, secondly, I want to give a shout out to all my good friends who are Alabama fans out there, and I only have two things to say to them. Boomer Sooner, all right? But most importantly, I want to give a big shout-out and a big clap on the back for Frank Wilson on getting his first win as the LSU interim head football coach, because it's becoming obvious to many of us here in Louisiana. Frank Wilson's one of the great guys in college football, and he's obviously someone who's going to be a head football coach somewhere, maybe even next year.
Well, he had a chance at Texas San Antonio. McNeese, basically a 500 head coach, but the one thing he still got in his wheelhouse, even though it's not out-and-out recruiting, you look at name, imaging, likeness, and not so much that, but the transfer portal. Yes, he definitely would be an asset to your staff. And coaching running back, the players can relate to him. I don't know if he'll ever be higher than like a Texas San Antonio McNeese type coach, Big John. But I still think he's deserving to be on the staff. Coach O thought highly of him to take him out of high school to give him that opportunity.
And Frank coached with Coach O and Kiffin at Tennessee.
Yes. So it's all about networking. I'm telling you, all that goes hand in hand. Who would have thought? That's why money still talks, even though you don't want to hear that Lubbock, Texas would be relevant in college football. You heard Big John describe Lubbock and Texas Tech. I'm telling you. And you know who can't stand that? And then you're trying to keep up with the Joneses is A&M and the Longhorns in Austin. I'm not talking about some directional like University of Texas San Antonio. I'm talking about UT in Austin. They can't stand it. Even the Aggies right now, they all were in College Station. Well, we can't let Texas Tech and Lubbock be better than us. And right now, it's up for grabs. And, well, I'd love to see that Texas Tech and A&M. Ooh. Okay. Well, it'd be like a battle of the Alamo there.
I got a feeling I know who leaked this, but Joey McGuire's name has been linked to the University of Arkansas. When your name gets thrown in, it's your agent.
Oh, yeah. That makes
okay,
sense.
This stuff about Lane Kiffin's wife or ex-wife going to Gainesville and Baton Rouge, you think some reporter dug that up? Hell no.
No, the agent.
The agent tips you off. Hey, you know who's going to make out like a bandit? Jimmy Sexton.
Oh, yeah, the one who's calling the shots.
Because now it's going to trickle down to the other coaches he has. Hey, he's going to make his money with Lane, but also the other guys
I have a next-door neighbor that when I lived in Mandeville, played with the Saints. His name is Mark Lunason, running B97 and all that. His son, Kyle Lunason, became an agent. He knew he never really could play, became an agent. He was the agent for the Suicide Boys and all that. If you look that man up. And Holly parlayed that to be a representative, be an agent. So I'm telling you, if your kid loves sports or love entertainment, you got to be representing the people that are doing the work and that get the deals. That's the ones that get paid, and they're pulling the behind the scenes.
You know, Coach Sumbrough, when I tried to ask him the question, is he was, Mike, you got representation, right? I said, yeah. He said, so do I. I'll let them handle that.
Yeah. You know what?
I just go along, just like you did.
No, you know what my representation now is? My wife. I said, because the more money you get for me, the more you get. So she ain't against that, right? Well, why am I a pay agent? Come on.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.